Tampa's Ybor City was founded by a group of cigar manufacturers way back in 1885. And while the cigar industry in the area has seen better days, WSF's Kathy Carter reports that a new executive order issued by President Obama has local cigar makers worried.
The directive lifts the $100 limit on Cuban cigars that travelers can bring into the U.S., and that could spell trouble for the last operating cigar factory in Ybor City.
Cigars are to Tampa what wine is to Sonoma and Napa Valley, what automobiles are to Detroit, what Mickey Mouse is to Orlando. Cigars have been the heart and soul of this community for 130 years.
That's Eric Newman, president of J.C. Newman Cigar Company. He says Cuban cigar makers would not have to pay excise taxes or adhere to strict new FDA regulations. Those rules include government approval of new cigar blends and requiring larger warning labels on cigar boxes. Bills have been introduced in both the U.S. and Senate that call for exempting the premium cigar industry from those guidelines. That generally means cigars made by human hands from natural tobacco, like the ones rolled at J.C. Newman. Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.